This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What's up, my friend?
How goes it?
It goes. It's a Sunday.
Facts. Big facts. I'm freaking tired, dude. I am freaking exhausted.
A little birdie told me you had a little wedding yesterday.
I did. My baby got married yesterday.
Oh, that's exciting.
My baby, my oldest, my daughter, Ashley, my twin, spitting image, same attitude, all the things. She tied the knot yesterday with her husband, Micah, and it was beautiful. So she looked amazing. I did her hair. Listen, I just made a Facebook post about this. Nobody prepares you for the second that you put your veil or put the veil on your daughter to get her married. I freaking lost it. So yeah, it was a beautiful day, beautiful ceremony. They did their vows. They wrote their own vows. That got me. She's an incredible person, and I'm super happy for her. So it was all the things. And then just finally last night we were at dinner, and she's a lot like me in the sense that when she's done, she's done. And we were at dinner last night, and I kind of looked over at her, and she was like, I'm done. I'm tired. I was like, yeah, I could tell. So,
sounds like you guys take after me.
Yeah.
I'm done.
When she's done, she's ready to be done. She doesn't care. She needs to go to sleep or it's going to get weird real fast. So,
right.
Yeah, it was, I mean, the first look with Jason and the boys, and Jason, of course, lost it, and just everything that a little girl dreams of it being, it was all of that, and I could get emotional right now. Super proud of her, super happy for her, and I wish them enough. So,
awesome.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, where was it at?
They did it in Tacoma at Wright Park, the conservatory that's right there in the park. So you walk in and it's like exotic plants and flowers, and just aside from the fact that it's like a balmy, I don't know, maybe 75 degrees in there. I was like, yes, I'm living my best life in here. And there's frogs, like little tree frogs and stuff. So That's cool. It's beautiful. It's like a greenhouse type thing. And we kind of go through this little maze thing, and they have this little area set up and chairs and stuff. And it was right inside of there. And it was perfect. It was right. It was perfect for her. So yeah, it was cool. It was really cool. And then dinner was at Woven, which is a restaurant right there on the Ruston waterfront. And we had a private room that they catered in. So it was really nice. My God, I thought it was just going to be appetizers and stuff, but it was like course meal. a course wow. meal. So there's so much food, but everything was delicious. And they, of course, you know, just catered to them, and it was perfect. It was perfect. The thing that sticks out to me the most is in her vows. And when I say this part, you'll understand why this sticks out to me so much. In her vows to Micah, she said, "I'll take every one of your flaws and hold them up to the light, and I won't even flinch." And I was like, oh my God, I'm dying.
Wow.
So it was just, yeah, it was incredible. Just
cool.
To see her so happy and see her. It's a whole new chapter for her, you know. Yeah, they've lived together and they've been together for a while and all of that. But, you know, once you put that piece of paper on it and make it official, it's a little different. So I'm excited to see what happens for them. So
I'm of the prospect of, well, I don't know if prospect's the right word, but of the mind of a piece of paper don't mean nothing. That's just me.
True, true. And that is how we look at it. However, the world doesn't. So, you know, we didn't, like this year, we didn't put, normally we carried her on our benefits and stuff like that for medical and everything. She didn't have us do that this year. She took herself off of everything, and now it's up to Micah. And so he's got big shoes to fill, but he'll be fine. She'll keep him on the up and up. So I heard my son say to him, "Well, you're stuck now." So, but yeah, it was good. It was really good. It was emotional, but it was good. So, yeah. And so by the time all the dust settles from that, you're just between the emotional and the, I did Ashley's hair. I did Lisa's hair. Attempted to do something with mine, and I just couldn't. I had nothing left in my arms, so mine got slicked back in a bun. And yeah, it was good. It was really good. So, and today just grocery shopping and meal prepping and getting back on the damn thing. So,
nice.
Yeah. What about you? How was your weekend?
It was good. It was pretty chill. Went on the walk yesterday. Me, myself, and I. I just threw in some headphones and enjoyed the scenery. It was peaceful.
Good.
I mean, I was fine with it. I knew people were going to be gone.
Yeah.
So at least the people that are consistent, you know?
Right.
You never know when somebody else is going to show up. So
we do have that. We do have that happen sometimes, though, like just randomly people will show up. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, for sure. I meant no rain. It was just nice and peaceful.
Good.
The first 15 minutes, I was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But I just kept trucking and did it. So, felt good. Got some more packing done.
Good.
Into a meeting this morning and just been chilling.
Right on.
So nothing too exciting.
Look at us adulting.
I know, right? Finding myself that I pack things that I needed and...
You're like, damn it!
I went to make tacos last night for dinner and I was like, I didn't even save out a measuring cup. You know, you got to put like 3/4 of a cup of water in there. And I'm like, how am I going to figure out 3/4 of a cup? And so I just said, screw it. Just dumped water in. And
I mean, I don't have that issue because that's how I cook anyway. But yeah, I could see how that could be an issue. I have measuring cups, but I don't, they're more for the other people in this house. I just pour until I hear my ancestors say that's enough. Okay.
That's funny. Yeah, but it all turned out fine, so it was good.
You know, we just went to the grocery store, to Winco. I am legit trying to wrap my head around how what we bought cost
Inflation.
Listen, I'm going to have to get on a poll or something. I don't know.
Might have to start a Only Toes page or something.
I'm going to have to put Jason out something. Like, I just am blown away at, like, I just cannot wrap my head around it. And I'm looking at the stuff that we got and I'm like, because, you know, we're moving away from processed. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a process to move away from that. So, you know, I bought all fresh vegetables and stuff like that. And it wasn't even that. It was the meat. The meat was so expensive. I didn't get eggs because we all know that, you know, that might be my side hustle while you're bullshitting. I might get a couple chickens and put them in the backyard and start hustling eggs. But like, my mind is blown. I just can't make it make sense. So finally, I used it to my advantage today. And I told Jason, I was like, oh, that homestead's looking a little bit more clear every day, isn't it? I mean, it's just wild. It's wild. Yeah, 406. I didn't get milk. I didn't really get, like, and I only got enough to last us over, you know, like the next few days. Jason and I will both be at home. Jason's off until Thursday. His birthday is on the 18th. He'll be off until Thursday. Jaden is home until Wednesday, I believe, because they don't have school. And I'm working from home the next few days. But like, just enough to last lunches, whatever, for the next couple of days. And I just am like, $460.
Ridiculous.
I remember when my kids were younger, and Jason and I had the budget at that time, like to the penny, because that's how tight everything was when he was active duty. He only got like $747 every 2 weeks. So we had to budget like, I mean, for real, to the penny. And I could spend $300 on groceries and it would last us the full 2 weeks for five of us. And dude, are you joking? Like, there's just no way that would happen now. It's just blowing my mind.
Somehow that's all the current presidency's fault.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't care whose fault it is. All I'm saying is if I need to, somebody, like, I'm going to have to get another job just to afford groceries. Like, it's insane. So I definitely am going to, you know, I have like the food vacuum sealer and all that type of stuff. Yeah, we'll be utilizing that probably for here on out, because I just am not going to, I just can't see us wasting that amount of money. And
maybe you need to look into buying a whole cow or a half a cow.
Well, and we talked about that. My friend Brandy actually mentioned it to me a couple weeks ago. We should go in half on a cow and do it that way. And so I think Jason and I are actually, we're going to probably buy a freezer and do it, because it's just, I mean, and that's the sad thing is like the meat that we're buying is not even great quality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, just insane.
Yeah, I haven't bought no meat lately. My friend, I did some work for him, so he had bought a half a cow, gave me some hamburger. Yeah, I told you about it. Bones for bone broth and some other stuff.
You should give those to me and let me make that for you. Probably. Honest to God.
Because they'll probably just sit in the office.
Yep. So what we'll do is if I don't get them before, when you move, I'll take those and I'll just make it for you, because it's, number one, it's going to be bomb. But number two, it's super easy and I can turn it on and I don't have to mess with it. So, looking at my lashes.
You ain't naked no more.
I know. I got up and I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, thank God.
Do they glue those on or something?
They're individual. So it's not like the fake strip. This is individual ones that they glue to each individual lash. That's why mine last as long as they do. So, and I shower with them and sleep with them and everything.
Crazy.
So, I just look, you know, alive, not necessarily dead.
Right.
But yeah, that's what we did, and went to the gym, and dude, I have pinched something on this side of my shoulders, in between my shoulder and my neck. And like, I can feel it, and it is deep in there. So I thought, okay, let's go to the gym. I'll work it out, you know, see if everything loosens up. It does, but then it comes back later, and it is in there. Like, I can feel it when I do one of these. So
tell Jason, I think you're in the mood for a massage.
Okay, well, I don't know if you know who I'm married to, but
I'm talking like pay for a massage.
It's like, right? And then this girl walked in and she had the circles all over her back.
Cupping.
So it's, yeah, the cupping. I was going to ask her, but she left before I got a chance to. Like, I want to do that. I want to try it and see what happens.
It sucks all the toxins out of you. I don't know what else it does, but it brings all the blood. It sucks the blood to the surface.
Dude, it looks like big hickeys.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've never had it done. The weirdest I've ever had is like acupuncture.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I can't say I would never do it. I probably would try it. But I don't know. A massage, though, would be super beneficial, especially on this side, because that's about all I got there.
I go every 6 months or so. I go get a deep tissue massage. You got to be careful. Make sure they're not a happy ending type of place. But
I hate to disappoint them, but thank you for the compliment, but I'm all set with that.
Right. I think I told you about the time I went and got a massage, and this Asian lady was like, "Well, you a big dude?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what's your point?" She's like, "You like Asian ladies? Really? You're gonna go that route?"
Yeah. Right? You're like, "No, I'm all set with that." Yeah. Although, I don't know, like, shit keeps going up in price. Just saying. I'm not above
facts.
It.
Yeah.
I literally was thinking too on our way home. I was like, God, we need to find a good side hustle where we can, like, this shit's just outrageous. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Just wild.
Yeah. Hopefully things start to change. I mean, it'll probably get worse before it gets better, but I mean, prices have been high for the last 4 years. They just keep going up. So it's,
maybe I just wasn't paying attention before. I don't know.
You were
like that. And I think it before, and this is going to sound super, I don't even know how, I guess spoiled for me when I say this, but you know, Jason and I together make a good amount of money. We have a pretty healthy income, and we weren't in a place where we had to really watch what we were spending. We should have been, but we weren't. And like now, you know, with the price increase on everything, and because we're looking at moving towards not having to work as much as we do and being able to, you know, invest our money better. Now, I guess I am paying attention, and like, it's, good Lord. So
yeah,
I don't remember.
I could buy like a family pack of T-bone steaks for $20, $16, $20. And now it's like $56 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to get some ribeyes, and for two of them, it was $30. I was like, well, let's walk over here to the cheaper cuts of steak because I just can't do it. Not keep the goals that we have, you know what I mean? Keep the goals that we have in mind. So I don't know. It is what it is, but I definitely, and it makes it more difficult too, I think, for like for us, because we're moving away from processed stuff, it makes it more difficult to do that because that stuff is even more expensive than the crap. So, but I mean, you pick your hard, you know.
I mean, let's be real, lettuce and salad are more expensive than processed foods.
Yeah. What I do for lettuce and like for salads, I buy the romaine lettuce heads and I buy them in the pack of three. And then I just wash them and cut them up that way and yeah. just leave it cut up in a bowl in the fridge and then make salads as we want to. So, and then buy all the separate toppings and all the stuff to go in them. So, but yeah, that was my exciting, well, not exciting, but my wake up call for the weekend, I guess I should say, was like, holy shit. And we let our kids come over. And Ashley and Micah and JJ and Olivia, we let them come over and clean out our pantry and grocery shop out of our pantry because, you know, they're young, they're starting out, they don't care about the process or not process. So they come over and clean the pantry completely out. So they're set for a little while, but, you know, for us, it's more difficult. So, and I still buy Jaden's, you know, the dino nuggets that Jaden likes and the little stuff that Jaden eats, but for Jason and I, it's more healthy, straight up and down. We got to cook it if we want to eat it type stuff. So even my freaking Honeycrisp apples were ridiculous. I was like, no, that's not happening. So
there goes your Nutella and your peanut butter. And
well, I'll find something else. Don't worry. I'll find a substitute. Don't you worry. It probably wouldn't kill me to lay off of it a little bit anyway, but still.
Yeah.
I'll find a substitute.
Right.
So, what else you got going on, friend?
Not so much. Go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was expecting my bed frame to be delivered, but that was just the headboard attachment for the frame that they shipped me.
It wasn't the whole thing?
No. I don't know why they did two separate shipments, but
yeah,
I don't know when the bed frame's scheduled to be delivered, so I didn't know it was even two separate deliveries.
Are you sure it's two separate deliveries? Like, should they have delivered it and they didn't type situation?
No. I looked at the thing and it said included in this order is the bed frame brackets or headboard brackets, and it said the frame is still processing.
Gotcha. Well, that's odd.
Hopefully when the shipping company that called me, I think on Monday, hopefully they got through to Purple and be like, hey, he doesn't want it until March 1st. So
yeah. I mean, that'd be cool.
So maybe they're waiting off on that. So
yeah, that'd be cool. So
I mean, if it shows up early, provided they come at an hour that the management's here, that they'll give me the key to go store it in the apartment.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
That way you're not trying to move around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just don't have room for it.
Right. Right. Well, I guess we'll be looking for that other piece to come in then.
Right.
Hopefully they did. If they did, then that's just icing on the cake. Sweet. They can pull up the same time we're there. We'll just direct traffic. Yep, up these stairs to this one right here.
Right.
Is the one you're moving into upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
Oh, my Lanta, Aaron.
I don't want people above me.
Well, I want to be able to walk the next day, too. So we might need to devise some sort of pulley system.
Right.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Might have to take a detour to Covington because so the couch that I have is a 3-part couch.
Okay.
And my sister, when she gave it to me, I only have room for 2 pieces here.
Huh?
And she gave the 3rd piece to a friend of hers. Well, they said that I can have it.
Huh?
And they're in Covington, so I'll need to
go pick up the 3rd piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be at your Jason's truck will be whatever we need it for that week. The only thing, Jason has to drive it because it's a company vehicle, but he don't care. Yeah. He'll go wherever. So,
yeah.
Dude, I'm exhausted.
But yeah, that's cool. I say we make it a short episode today, unless you got something else.
No, I got, yeah, really. I'm glad we at least checked in, though.
Yeah.
I wish you could have been there yesterday. I really do. It was just a small, she didn't want, it was Micah's family and us and that, and our family. And that was really it.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't know how to describe it. It's like watching her the day she was born. So, you know, with her, it's a different relationship. Before Jason, before JJ, before Jaden, it was just me and Ashley. And, you know, I've told her multiple times, her being born is what saved my life at that time. And so to be able to see her, and she's changing her name. Her name is Ashley Buckley. She carries her sperm donor's last name. She's changing her name to Ashley Cherie Flores Beardsley. And so she's putting my maiden name and hyphenating her husband's name. And she said that to me. And I don't know why that made me so emotional. I was like, what? You're doing what? So, yeah.
That's cool.
It just was. And all of the little stuff that she picked for her wedding, her dress, her flowers, was a nod to mine and Jason's wedding. I had lilies. She did lilies with red, like burgundy color roses, and, you know, a little different, but still the same. It was.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good.
I'm glad it turned out good.
Me too. Not so much for her. I didn't want to be a hot mess for her. I wanted to be everything she needed me to be. So I just had to turn it off and, you know, get her through it. So,
yeah.
But it was good. So exciting. Today we just chill. Today we chill.
Yep.
So
still early. Got half the day left.
Amen. I'm so glad I'm working from home the next few days too. Like,
right.
So. I'm going to make bread, though. I'm going to make bread, and I'm going to make for sandwiches, and I'm going to make some tortillas, and that's about all I have planned. I got to go cut up vegetables and all that stuff, but
have fun.
That's easy peasy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Well, good to check in, friend. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Get back to doing these regularly.
Yep. Amen. Yeah, we got to talk about our whole let's get our mindset right event, too. I really want us to do that. We'll figure that out. Maybe that'll be the next thing we talk about. So
let's do it.
Alrighty. Happy Sunday, y'all.
Yeah. Peace out. Till next time.
Adios.
Deuces. Please like and subscribe and share. And don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the friendship we can see. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.